Diego Pina Lopez, who heads up Casa Elitas, imagines what will happen if his organization runs out of money to provide services to migrants released by Border Patrol.
A disheartening and challenging thing to think about is a child under the age of 3, a pregnant woman, a several months old baby on the streets in Tucson, Phoenix, Douglas, or Nogales for weeks on end and getting lost or taken advantage of.
And says hundreds of migrants per day could be released onto our streets. So let's see what Arizona Congressman Greg Stanton knows about the money in the just passed federal budget that's supposed to come here to Arizona. Representative Stanton, thanks for joining us. Do we know how much of that, the $650 million in FEMA money for the nonprofits being, you know, trying to keep migrants from being street released is going to come to Arizona?
Well, thank goodness we did pass a bipartisan budget last week. Finally, after so many continuing resolutions, finally the Speaker of the House decided to kick out of the room the extremists on both the left and the right and the moderates in the middle, where governing really gets done, came together and passed a strong bill, including $650 million for the Shelter and Services Program, which can keep Casa Elitas strong, can stop street releases. But we need to ensure that FEMA gets that money to Tucson, to Pima County, as soon as possible. They need to prioritize communities at the border, not communities in the interior. The interior needs support as well, but in the past, they gave more money to New York, significantly more money to New York,
right,
than they did the border communities. They need to reverse that and give more money to the border communities so we can stop these street releases and do this in a much more orderly way.
So I'm hoping you can clarify something for me, because I'm not completely sure. Is that $650 million in FEMA money, is that to be distributed across the entire border, or is that just for Arizona, that $650 million?
That is across the entire border.
Look, okay.
The budget that we just passed was a strong budget when it came to border security, significantly adding more Border Patrol officers across the entire border, up to 22,000, significantly increasing resources for the customs officials as well that are fighting the flow of fentanyl into Arizona and across the United States, more money for technology, which we need a lot more technology at that border, mm-hmm, to help stem the flow of fentanyl. Unfortunately, it did not do as much resources I would have liked to see for the Shelter and Services Program, the program that does fund Pima County, Tucson, and Casa Elitas. But the $650 million that is in the budget is spread across the entire country. Now we need to ensure that FEMA prioritizes border communities like us here in Arizona.
Now, even though the money is going to Pima County, they are distributing it for use across the entire Tucson sector, which is the Border Patrol area that runs from the New Mexico line to the Yuma County line, right?
That's exactly right. And by the way, Tucson, Pima County, and particularly Casa Elitas, the nonprofit that they work with, have done incredible work during the recent border surge.
Yeah.
They have not had street releases in Tucson or Pima County. It's been an incredible accomplishment to do that. They've taken the people that are coming across that need case management to be able to find a sponsor in the United States. What they're doing in Tucson helps to stop chaos in New York and Chicago and the other cities, because by having them come to Casa Elitas and stay there for a few days, they can have a plan about a sponsor somewhere in the United States and not go to a homeless shelter in New York. So what happens in Tucson actually helps the bigger cities in the interior of the United States, like New York and Chicago. So it's in everyone's interest that these resources for shelter and services go to the border communities, go to Pima County, go to Tucson, and get to Casa Elitas.
Congressman Stanton, though, we have heard about some rural parts of Arizona, especially Sheriff Daniels in Cochise County has told us that hundreds of buses of migrants have been dropped in Bisbee. And you know this, you grew up in Arizona. That's not a big town.
Well, street releases should not be happening. And that's why we need to fund, in addition to additional Border Patrol, in addition to better technology, more technology to stem the flow of fentanyl into the United States, in addition to more customs officials, in addition to funding the adjudication system so that these asylum cases can be adjudicated much more quickly, as opposed to people staying here for a year or two or even more before their case is decided. In addition to that, we need to provide the resources so that there are not street drop-offs in southern Arizona or anywhere else in the United States of America. We could do this. We need to provide the budget numbers necessary to avoid those street drop-offs. We did put $650 million in this recent budget. It was a bipartisan budget, so it was a compromise. We just need to make sure that those resources are prioritized appropriately to border communities like us here in Arizona that are hit disproportionately hard, rather than giving the bulk of the money to other places across the United States.
Okay. Once again, Congressman Greg Stanton joining us this morning on Arizona's Morning News.